If you listen to my previous episode, number 461, I talked about my thoughts on all the different workout theories out there, the pros and cons, the purpose of each one. And at the end, I gave my recommendation for the over 40 crowd, which was circuit training 2 to 3 times a week and doing one at-home high-intensity training day. So today I wanted to go through kind of the progression of what I do for my circuit training and also what I do for my HIIT at home, just to give you guys some examples and shed some further light on the subject. So stay tuned. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. So throughout my whole career, the last 15 years of being a personal trainer and gym owner, I've met tons of different personal trainers with very unique styles, learned so much from other health and wellness professionals such as physical therapists, chiropractors, etc. And overall, I can confidently say the most bang for the buck when it comes to at least weightlifting is doing that blend of circuit training as well as at least one day of HIIT training. And all the other different personal trainers have certain niches and things they enjoy, but for overall what they do for their clients, they pretty much agree with the same philosophy. So let's go into it. What is circuit training? So circuit training is basically weight training or strength training. You're going to the gym with the purpose of lifting weights to raise your BMR. What is your BMR? Your basal metabolic rate. And that is how much your body can burn, is calorie-wise, just being at rest, meaning at bed, sleeping, lying down, whatnot. So how do you raise your BMR? Well, that's the whole purpose of us personal trainers, is to help you most effectively and efficiently and injury-free put on the most amount of lean muscle mass as you can. Very hard after 40. I know, I'm there with you. And thus hoping that your body gets the stimulus it needs, you feed it the protein it needs to build more lean muscle mass. And then the whole point after that is maintenance. Because after 40, maintenance is the hard part. It's sarcopenia sets in, aging sets in, and our bodies constantly try to reset itself to a more survival mode, meaning it likes to hold on to more fat. It does not want to spare muscle tissue. It's in it for the long game. And we got to tell our bodies it's okay, build up this lean muscle mass. We keep providing that stimulus in a safe way so we can keep our BMR up and be the leaner, more healthy version of ourselves. Plus, there's a whole slew of benefits from having more muscle mass for longevity, being functionally fit for slips, trips, and falls, and just being strong enough to get our bodies to move around to pick ourselves up. But enough of that. Let's go back to circuit training. I believe wholeheartedly that this has, you know, been the best style of training, at least for the bulk of what you're doing in this weight training world. Obviously, you have cardio, different sports that you may like doing. This is just for the weight training portion. And what circuit training does is you're basically speeding up the old style of the typical gym goer would go to the gym, sit on one machine and take breaks and wouldn't give up that machine. They want to finish their 3 to 4 to 5 sets on that machine, then move on. Well, that is a method and it does work. It just takes longer. And I think it's very inefficient because in those breaks, you could be working on a different muscle group and keeping that heart rate up, at least in that zone 2, possibly zone 3 if you're really pushing it. And I just think it's a good blend of maximizing your time in the gym. You're getting more exercises. If you only have an hour, you'll get more exercises done once you work up to it than you would if you were squatting on a single exercise machine. And by the end of the hour, you've only finished 4 or 5 exercises. Well, my style of circuit training, I'm completing like 8 to 10. And then the whole purpose of circuit training is also to blend in some cardio. Also hitting that zone 2, if you want to hit zone 3 and do a little jog and push the pace a little more, that's fine. But for a lot of my clients, high incline treadmill walking is literally one of the best things you can do. Puts you right up in that zone 2. So much benefit, easy on the knees, easy on your body. And it doesn't take more than 3 to 4 minutes per set to still keep this harmonious, efficient process. So let me give you an example of a workout I just did yesterday. I do my splits, upper body, lower body, upper body, lower body. So I try to get in 4 currently. When I get back to where I want to be on my maintenance level, I'll drop it down to 3 days a week. and probably do full bodies Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But for right now, upper body, lower body. So yesterday I did upper body, was just chest, back. I'll pick probably 2 to 3 exercises for each one of those. And then my mixers or fillers, as I call them, at least one round of biceps, one round of triceps, and then finish off with a little bit of core. And for me, with all my back issues, the safe way to do core at this point is just doing planks, active hollows, which is like a reverse plank, or using like the one of the ab rollers once you've built up a strength to be able to do it. So in the mix of all those two, I'll throw in the treadmill, like I mentioned, the high incline walking. I put it on like level 13 at a 2.2 to 3.0 pace. Every treadmill is different out there, but basically I'm doing a brisk walk to a fast power walk if I want to for 3 to 4 minutes, hit and boom, go right back to the next exercise. And I always talk about this, if you can pick 2 to 3 exercises and sit there and rotate through just like you're doing your own personal boot camp. But if you're working at a gym where it's just too hard, everyone's in your way, you either have to free float it and just know that you might be doing a completely different exercise that was not on your to-do list. If you're very knowledgeable and can come up with a million different ways to do an exercise, that's a fun way to roam around the gym and you can truly get that circuit training style fashion done. But if you can't do that, I kind of like picking a machine or bench and just at least doing 2 sets of that one exercise. But don't sit there and squat. Give yourself only maximum 30 seconds break. Finish that exercise, boom, move on to the next exercise. So you're still getting that flow of the circuit training. Stick, move. And I'll just do that. I'll do chest, back, arms, chest, back, maybe some treadmill. And then I always like throwing, we have an assault bike that gets like a full body cardio as well. But you can mix it up with however you want. And it doesn't need to be this high pace where you're like completely out of breath. Just I'm walking around nice and slow, but I'm walking always constantly with a purpose to go do another exercise for 1 to 2 sets and then repeat and go back through the circuit of, you know, however many exercises I picked for the day. And right now, for me, maximizing my time, doing everything in 30 minutes. And I'm probably getting about 7 exercises in there and I'll finish up with the ab roller. And with the cardio that I start with, which is just an easy walk just to get going, I really don't count that as part of my time, but I guess it is. So if you held me to it, I guess it's 35 minutes. So that's where you start. Give yourself a time limit. Your goal eventually is to be able to get what I'm doing, 7 to 8 exercises within the half hour. If you have enough time to give yourself the full hour and want to do that, maybe you can get 10 to 12 exercises with a few more cardio sessions in there than what I'm doing. So that's the gist of it. And you may start off going a little bit lighter in weight because it's hard to continuously move without any breaks. But I promise you, your body's going to get used to it. You're going to start adding more exercises, more sets, and you're going to start walking faster to your next exercise as well. And with that style, you're still raising your BMR just as effectively as the old school method of sitting there finishing one exercise. But also circuit training is giving you that zone 2, possibly zone 3, if you're getting up to that level for cardio, which I think synergistically just gives you a better chance of burning a little bit more fat than the traditional style of working out. So that's it. You come up with your own splits, how many sets you want to do, how many exercises you want to get in there. And if you want to try out that philosophy, start easy and start pushing yourself. And it may be for you, it may not be for you. But from what I've seen with all my clients and all the other trainers I've known throughout the last 15 years, this is what we all do. It's the best method. So let's move on to the other style that I've recently adopted, especially for the over 40 crowd. And I've talked about it before. Doing high intensity training, I was not a big fan of that in my younger years. But with all the knowledge I'm getting from all these longevity experts and other health and wellness experts, is that the rate of mitochondria loss that we're getting over 40 is exponential. So if you have this in mind now at 40 and take care of this problem now, it's going to be a lot easier in your 50s and 60s and 70s versus having to start then what I know now. And what that is we're losing mitochondria in our cells just because of lack of movement, because of aging, lack of intensity that we just don't have that we had in our 20s. Maybe we have injuries. And when that happens, our bodies are less adapted to burn fat because we don't have as many mitochondria in our cells. The count starts going down. But there's an easy way to fix that, and that's called high-intensity training. It's the most effective way to increase that. Then on top of that, there's always supplements you can add that help clear out the mitochondria. And I'll talk about that on other episodes, but that's like CoQ10 and deuterium depleted water. There's all sorts of things out there, but you got to get the basis done. And that is start increasing your mitochondria count through exercise. And so HIIT is the best way. And it could be CrossFit, it could be Orange Theory, but I think it's just more effective to do at home, because my theory is going all out on an exercise like push-ups for 30 seconds, taking a break for 30 seconds, and then repeat. And then I like to do 3 to 4 rounds of that exercise. And then you probably just can't do any more push-ups after that point. And then you pick another exercise and do the same style. You may be done just starting out on this on one exercise. And that's fine, because that's the whole point. This is to go so all out that you're so out of breath. Your body is just utterly destroyed from its own body weight, like doing push-ups, that you can't go anymore. That's fine, because now your goal is to every week try to add one more exercise. And maybe that one exercise, the new one, you can only do one set and you quit. Then the next week you add one more, so you're doing 2 of that new exercise. And then once you get up to 3 or 4 sets, then the next week you add a 3rd exercise in for just 1 set and start building yourself up. So right now, currently I'm in 15 sets. I want to cap it. I'm just so exhausted after 15 minutes. So I'm doing about 7 different exercises with a finisher. Just like the circuit training style I mentioned, you start off with what you can do and you progressively get better. You start walking faster, you start lifting heavier because you're adapting to it. With HIIT, you're going to get to a point where this is all I want to do with the time frame I got. I just feel like this is enough. And that's where I got to with my 15 minutes. How can I progress this even more without extending the time? So for me, my favorite type of HIIT is I use my little rebounder. It's like a little mini trampoline. I can do push-ups on it. I can do jumps. But my favorite is just a straight up sprint on this thing. It throws me up into zone 3, zone 4 so fast. I'm completely out of breath. And it was horrible doing like 1-2 sets of this when I first started. And now I've built my way up to 15 rounds of this. So to get to the next level, I just threw on an 8-pound weight vest. Oh my God, that took me down to about 10 sets and built my way back up to 15. Then I put a TheraBand above my knees. So doing the sprinting was pulling against that TheraBand. That pulled me back down to about 10 rounds. And then I had to work my way back up to 15. Finally, I just added some 2-pound dumbbells just to hold on to while I run. Then I started doing little punches with it just to get it that extra burn. And I say I'm done with that, but I'm already thinking in the back of my head, let's start increasing my VO2 max a little bit. Start wearing one of those oxygen deprivation masks that you see all the MMA people use. And I have one and it is horrible, but I'm thinking, oh man, wouldn't that be something if you could do a few rounds with that? I don't think it's great to be on that the whole time and every time I do this, but just for a few rounds. So that's all I got on those 2 topics. Like I said, circuit training for just building your BMR, building your lean muscle mass, and then high intensity training at home, because I like the feeling of going all out for that 30 seconds versus going to an Orange Theory class and you have to survive for an hour. There's no way you're going to go all out, you know, that whole time, because you need to survive. So I think at home, all out is more effective at building mitochondria than something like Orange Theory, if that's your goal. So hopefully that motivates some people to change up the routines a little bit. Thank you all for listening. You know, I just consume so much information and talk to so many different people. It's so cool. Just the amount I've learned in the last 3 years of doing this podcast. So, all right, I'll leave it at that. And as always, if you look at my show notes, I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation just to see if I can't help point you in the right direction. Other than that, thanks for listening. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I've moved down here to San Diego and I'm actually going to be training at one of my local gyms. So in this process, you know, you got to do the Yelp and Google reviews to get some action going. And what I'd like to do is ask my audience if anyone out there would be so gracious enough to leave me a 5-star Google review to help build my local training clients. If you love the show or have had any results from listening, please click on the show notes for my link to get to these Google reviews, as it is hard even to find me by searching for Over 40 Fitness Hacks on Google Maps currently. Thank you once again, and I hope you love the show. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.